Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And as the old year goes out and the new year comes in, I guess that old publications and programs do the obituaries from the previous year. In our own theater community, there were some substantial losses. I think very prominently, the loss of Saul Elkin, founder of both Shakespeare in Delaware Park and the Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York, at the age of 93, a profound loss to the community.
Vincent O'Neill, co-founder of the Irish Classical Theatre Company, beloved by all and remembered fondly as a great teacher.
And then others as well, Kathleen Betzko-Yale, the playwright who had written Johnny Bull, which had become a movie of the week with Colleen Dewhurst, great Jason Robards, launched the career of Kathy Bates.
And unfortunately, we lost Hugh Davis suddenly and too young, and Mickey Harmon, activist, too young, and Christopher Standard. Also too young.
Yeah, Christopher, who had been ailing for years, but the other two men, tragedies. And locally, those were some of the most prominent losses. But take a look at the various roundups of the year. Nationally, they always run these on television. You know, they'll do one at the Oscars, they'll do one at the Tonys. Actors, directors we've lost over the past year.
Well, one name that I think most people will know is Tom Stoppard, who apparently won the most Tony Awards for best play in theater history.
Well, I think if you correct that for the fact that he was not American, they like to give those to people. He was Czech-born British playwright. I guess he did win the most. How many did Tennessee Williams have? Not as many, apparently. Not to diminish his accomplishment. But
point taken.
Well, on the subject of British subjects, Joan Plowright, Maggie Smith, Pauline Collins, and some prominent Americans. Elizabeth France died this year, definitive interpreter of the later work of Neil Simon, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Broadway Bound, but one of the most highly regarded Linda Lohman's Death of a Salesman. Mark Brokaw, the director, at the age of 66, he had directed on Broadway and around the country, including The Snow Bowl at Studio Arena, A.R. Gurney's The Snow Bowl.
Oh my gosh, I didn't remember the name, but yeah, that's a really nice local connection.
William Finn, the author of Falsettos and 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
And playwrights whom people might not know, but know their plays, D.L. Coburn, Pulitzer Prize winning, The Gin Game, about an elderly couple looking back.
In a retirement home, yes, they're getting to know each other and by playing gin. And not best remembered for her work on the stage, but she did come from the theater, Diane Keaton, who had been in the original Broadway production of Hair.
But it's worth noting, she refused to take her clothes off for Hair. I also wanted to give a shout out for South African playwright Ethel Fugard. I think lots of folks locally have seen Master Harold and the Boys. I remember in the 1970s seeing Bozeman and Lena, and just, I was young. And it was just such a shock that there was this whole world out there of theater that I knew nothing of. That's always a moment to realize how little you know.
Slightly older then, but the same generation as Kathleen Betzko-Yale, and they knew each other.
Oh. They
worked simultaneously at the National Theater Institute in Waterford in Connecticut. But, well, on the subject of nudity in the theater, I did just see Liberation by Bess Wahl on Broadway, which is getting a lot of attention. Her memory play about her mother's activism in the second wave feminism in Ohio. And her frustration at not having asked her mother questions when she could have before she died, and trying to explore what those women had tried to accomplish, know what they did, And it's a fabulous play, having a good run on Broadway.
But you were telling me there's this wonderful ending where one of the actors morphs into her mother now, and she can talk to Mom.
She does.
That must have been very
moving.
She
does, and she asks her mother. And her mother from the great beyond tells her that it's a beautiful play and has lots of wonderful, funny moments, but that she did get everything wrong. Just a fabulous moment. And then she wants to know from her mother, did it disappoint her that she had such a conventional life, you know, that the most important things about her life was being a wife and mother. That she said, well, being your mother, it pleases me that you think that was the most important thing in my life. Just very, very dear. It's called Liberation, and it is on Broadway at the James Earl Jones Theater. Well, I urge people to. The New York Times does it. The Washington Post does it. People Magazine does it. Turner Classic Movies does it. CNN will do it to look at the roundups of people we lost in 2025. And I enjoy taking that meaningful, sentimental moment to appreciate the lives of great artists who have had such an impact on my life, and I think on the lives of millions and millions of people. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.